Welcome to the body scan. This is a guided practice, moving your awareness through the different parts of your body and encouraging a sense of ease and connection in the body. It's good to be in a comfortable position, whether that's lying on your back or in some other position or sitting in a chair. The guidance will be given as if you're lying on your back, but please adapt it for whatever position you're lying or sitting in. So taking time to settle into a comfortable position. If you're lying on your back, you might like to have a cushion under your knees to take some of the strain off your lower back. It's good to make sure that you're warm enough, perhaps having a blanket to hand in case you become cooler during the practice. The sound of the bell always calling us home to the present moment. Gradually letting your body settle more and more fully. Giving space to whatever thoughts and feelings and energies are moving through. And resting your awareness on the felt sensations in your body. Perhaps the sensations of contact in the places where your body is resting on the ground or on whatever you're lying on. What are the sensations in this place where your attention is right now? Noticing in whatever detail you can the felt sensations in this place, wherever your attention is resting. Not needing to find words to describe the sensations, but rather experiencing it from within. Coming up close to the felt sensations in the body. Being at one with them. And as much as possible, dropping underneath any judgments of whether sensations feel pleasant or unpleasant. Simply experiencing them just as they are. Are they fixed or changing? Noticing the particular texture of the sensations. Opening to the sensations in the body, just as they are. Sometimes you may be aware of sensations on the surface of your body, the feeling of the air on your skin, or the contact of your skin with the clothes that you're wearing. Other times it might be a more internal experience, opening your awareness to the rhythm of the breath in your body. The breath that is already here. Letting your awareness rest in a particular place in the body where you can most easily be in touch with the movement of the body as the breath comes in and the breath flows out. If you're following it in your belly, you might like to place one or both hands on your belly, the better to be in touch with the rising on the in-breath, the falling on the out-breath. Or perhaps following it in the middle of your body or your chest, wherever the breath is most accessible to you. This very light awareness on the breath, not wanting to control the breath, but to let your awareness meet the breath. Being aware of the sensations in the front of the body, but also in the back. A band of awareness wherever you're following the breath. This wave-like rhythm of the breath in the body. And resting in the spaces between breaths. A sense of spaciousness and peace, perhaps, at the end of each out-breath. Resting in that space until the next in-breath arises. And now gently letting your awareness move down your body, down your legs, to your feet. And being aware of sensations in your toes. You might want to focus on the toes of one foot and then the other. Noticing in whatever detail you can the felt sensations that are here. Perhaps a sense of tingling. Warmth or coolness. Perhaps you're aware of the contact between one toe and another. And if here or anywhere in the body when we come to it, you can't feel anything much at all, or there's a sense of numbness, then still keeping your awareness in that part of the body, with an openness to perhaps perceiving something, still connecting with that place. Aware of the soles of your feet. What sensations are here? And the tops of your feet. Sensations on the surface. But also having an inner sense of your feet, the internal structure, all of the bones, muscles, tendons, blood vessels, so many elements making up the structure of our feet. Having perhaps a sense of wonder and gratitude for your feet. This beautifully designed structure enables us to move in so many different ways. To walk, to run, to dance. Carrying us throughout our lives. And on an in-breath, as it were letting the breath come down the body, down your legs, to your feet, nourishing every cell of your feet. And on the out-breath, letting the breath return back up and out. Or finding a way that works for you in terms of breathing into your feet and breathing out from them. Some people consider that they're breathing in through the pores of the skin of their feet and breathing out through them. And on the next out-breath, letting go of awareness of your feet and bringing your awareness to your lower legs, perhaps feeling the weight of your calf on the ground, the length of your shin bone. What are you aware of here? Bringing your awareness to your knees, sensations in the backs of your knees, the sides, the front, and having an awareness of the internal structure of your knees. And if here or any place in the body, when we come to it, there's a sense of pain or discomfort, or perhaps a more emotional kind of holding, then we always have a choice. If it feels okay to open to the sensations that are there, even if there is pain or difficulty, then allowing ourselves to do that, to be in touch with the sensations and whatever other elements are there, memories or associations, to notice any thoughts or feelings connected with the sensations of pain and discomfort or holding, but not to get caught in them. Just bringing that sense of curiosity, wanting to know what's here, and then offering the support of the breath and with your gentle awareness. But sometimes what's there in that particular place in the body may feel too overwhelming. We may not feel that we can open to what's there. And in that case, it can be helpful to bring our awareness back to the anchor of the breath in the body, and to rest there for as long as we need to, finding a sense of ease. And then, when you're ready, re-engaging with the guidance. So moving your awareness now to your thighs, all the way up to your hips on the outside, the groin on the inside. Sensations on the surface, but also perhaps a more interior sensing of your thighs. The whole length of the thigh bone, the longest bone in the body. And then, as it were, letting the breath move down the body, down through the whole length of your legs and feet, breathing into them, nourishing, connecting, breathing out from them. Doing that for a few breaths, nourishing every cell of your legs and feet with the breath and with your gentle awareness. And on the next out-breath, letting go of awareness of your legs and feet. And resting your awareness on the whole of the pelvic region. perhaps aware of the contact of your buttocks with the ground or with whatever you're lying on. Softening into any sense of tightness or holding here. Aware of your hips. Your genital area. Cradling this whole area in your awareness. There's often a lot of holding in the pelvic region. So that sense of offering the support of the breath. Breathing into the whole of the pelvic region. Nourishing, supporting, and on each out-breath, a fuller letting go. And on the next out-breath, letting go of awareness of the pelvic region. And resting your attention on your lower back. Perhaps having a sense of the lumbar spine. The kidneys either side of the spine. And having a sense of gratitude for each part of the body as we come to it. Breathing into the whole of the lower back. Breathing out from it. Resting in your breathing, in your lower back. What are these sensations in your lower back as the breath comes in and as the breath goes out? Moving your awareness to the front of the lower body. Perhaps having a sense of the belly rising on the in-breath, falling on the out-breath. And that stillness in the space between breaths. Being aware of all of the internal organs of the lower body. The stomach and spleen, liver, pancreas, the intestines, many organs held within the lower body. Working night and day to keep our systems nourished and clear. Perhaps having a sense of the community of the body, all of these different systems working without our conscious awareness, all of these complex processes carrying on night and day. Breathing into the whole of the lower body with this sense of wonder and gratitude. Breathing out from it. You may be aware on the in-breath of the diaphragm moving down as the lungs expand. And then the diaphragm releasing back up on the out-breath. The movement of the diaphragm like a kind of massage of the internal organs of the lower body. And on the next out-breath, letting go of awareness of the lower body. And bringing your attention to the middle and upper back. Aware perhaps of your spine through the middle and upper back. The back of your ribs and shoulder blades. Aware of the lungs enclosed within your ribs, and perhaps being able to feel the expansion in the back of your ribs as the breath comes in, and then the letting go as the breath flows out. Resting in your breathing, in your back. Resting in all of the resources of your being. Aware of the front of the upper body. Perhaps having a sense of the solar plexus in the middle of the body. This nerve plexus. Internal sun, solar plexus. Perhaps placing a hand lightly there. Aware of the front of your ribs. And again, that movement of the ribs responding to the breath. Aware of your breasts and chest. Perhaps having a sense of your heart. Some of you may be able to feel your heart beating. You may like to place a hand lightly on your heart to connect with that rhythm. And offering it a sense of wonder and appreciation for your heart, this constant rhythm of the heartbeat accompanies us through all of our lives. Breathing into the whole of the upper body, breathing out from it. And on the next out-breath, letting go of the upper body. Being aware of your shoulders, noticing whatever sensations are here. Often there's a sense of tension and holding in our shoulders. Softening into any sense of tightness and holding here. And continuing down through your upper arms, softening, being in touch with the felt sensations on the surface, but also going within. Aware of your elbows and lower arms, your wrists and hands. Letting there be more weight in your hands. And noticing in whatever detail you can the felt sensations in your fingers and thumbs, very sensitive parts of the body. And having a sense of appreciation and wonder at the structure of our hands and arms, enabling us to do so many different kinds of things. Some of them requiring a lot of subtlety and precision, very fine coordination of our fingers and thumbs, and some requiring a lot of strength. Breathing into the whole length of your shoulders, arms, and hands, breathing out from them. With this sense of appreciation. All that our arms and hands enable us to do. And resting your attention on your neck and throat, a very sensitive part of the body. The throat, a centre of communication. So noticing how your throat feels, Is there a sense of ease and openness? Or perhaps a sense of holding there of things not said, either in this present time or from way back? It's very tender awareness of your neck and throat. Offering the support of the breath. Breathing into the whole of your neck and throat. Breathing out from it. Bringing your awareness now to your head. Aware of sensations in the back of your head. Perhaps the contact of your head with whatever you're lying on. What sensations are here? Bring in that real open curiosity to experiencing the sensations in whatever way you can. Aware of your jaw, another place where there's often a lot of tightness. So a sense of softening any tightness or holding here. Aware of your lips and the whole inside of your mouth, the teeth and gums, your tongue, the floor of your mouth, and the roof. Just noticing in whatever detail you can the sensations that are here. Aware of your nose and perhaps feeling the cooler air as it comes in, the warmer air as it flows out. Perhaps having a sense of the pathways of the breath going down from the nose to the lungs. Aware of your eyes, softening into any tightness and holding around and behind your eyes. And really letting your eyes rest. We live in a very visual culture where often we're straining to see without necessarily realizing it. So that sense of really letting your eyes rest. And offering a sense of gratitude for all that our eyes enable us to see, connecting us with the world. Aware of your ears, the outer ear, but also going within the middle and inner ear. The beautiful structures of the ears enabling us to hear the sounds of the world. Our hearing, the first sense that develops in the womb, and the last one to go when we die. Aware of your forehead and the crown of your head. Softening into any sense of tightness and holding here. Letting there be a lightness. Aware perhaps of the internal structures of your head, these complex structures of the brain and the membranes of the skull. So many complex processes happening in the brain and throughout the whole body. Breathing into the whole of your head and face. Breathing out from it. A sense of wonder and appreciation. All of the different elements of the body. And this interconnection of the different parts working as one. Expanding your awareness to again include your whole body lying here. Whole and complete, just as you are. All of the different energies and qualities, all of the gifts and the challenges of who we are, all present here, all part of the richness of our being. And on an in-breath, as it were, letting the breath come from above the head all the way through a wide channel in and around us. Letting the breath come down, breathing out through your feet. Then breathing in through your feet, letting the breath come all the way up. Breathing out through your head. Or whatever way of breathing through the whole body feels good for you. Breathing through the whole body for a few breaths, nourishing, connecting, releasing. In touch with all of the resources and the wisdom of our being. Resting in stillness for a few moments longer, resting in this sense of wholeness. So you may want to rest for a while longer, really taking your time. But whenever you do feel ready to move out of this practice, then perhaps stretching a little and letting there be a gentle transition from this practice into the rest of the day, keeping perhaps a sense of connection with your body and with the energy of this practice.